Okay, I think we'll just introduce the next topic very quickly.
Mislim da bismo mogli da napravimo uvid u sledeće izučavanje I to vrlo kratko.
We are now moving into the third lecture.
A sada idemo prema trećoj tematici.
And this next period in Adventist theological history.
A to je sledeći period u adventističkoj teološkoj istoriji.
We'll be asking a question.
On postavlja pitanje.
What is Adventist?
Šta je to Adventist?
In Adventism.
Šta je to Adventista u Adventizmu?
During this period, some of the disappointed Millerites.
U toku tog perioda neki od razočaranih Millerita
will hammer out what become the Seventh-day Adventist pillar or landmark doctrines.
Iskovali su nešto što je kasnije postalo poznato kao stubovi adventističke doktrine.
Those doctrines that make eventually the Seventh-day Adventist a unique people.
Te doktrine koje su od adventista načinile izuzetan verski pokret.
I should point out at the beginning.
Trebalo bi da istaknem na početku
that none of our doctrines were established by Ellen White.
Da ni jednu od naših doktrina nije iskovala Ellen White.
And as it struck me very strongly just when I finished my book on this topic this last year.
I također veoma me na neki način pogodilo kada sam završavao moju knjigu o toj tematici prošle godine.
Not one of our peculiar doctrines would even be developed by somebody who became a Sabbatarian Adventist.
Da ni jedna od naših posebnih doktrina nije doživjela svoj razvoj pod uticajem nekoga od Adventista sedmog dana.
All of them will be developed by people who never became Seventh-day Adventist.
Sve njih su razvili ljudi koji nikada nisu postali Adventisti sedmog dana.
But as you will see, they eventually come to the attention of our founders.
Ali kao što vidite sve te doktrine su na neki način privukle pažnju naših osnivača.
And Joseph Bates will create a great controversy theology as he studies the book of Revelation.
A Joseph Bates je na neki način izgradio tu svoju teologiju o velikoj borbi proučavajući Otkrivenje.
I suppose that one of the things that surprised me the most when I studied this topic.
A ono što je mene samoga najviše iznenadilo dok sam proučavao ovu tematiku
was that the great controversy theology did not come from Ellen White.
Da teologija velike borbe nije došla iz pera Ellen White,
but will be developed by Joseph Bates.
Već da ju je razvio Joseph Bates.
See what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, certain Bible texts
neki biblijski tekstovi
that you should be familiar with.
Trebalo bi da vam budu poznati.
Daniel 8 verses 13 and 14.
Danilo 8 13 do 18.
Daniel 7 verses 9 to 14.
Danilo 7 9 do 14.
And verses 26 and 27.
26 I 27.
Hebrews 8 and 9.
Jevrejima 8 I 9.
Leviticus 16.
Treća Mojsijeva 16.
And Revelation 10 through 14.
Otkrivenje 10 do 14.
Now this period of the development of Seventh-day Adventist theology.
Ovaj period razvitka adventističke teologije.
What is Adventist in Adventism?
Šta je to adventista u adventizmu?
This period will extend from 1844.
Taj period se proteže od 1844.
Up through about 1886.
Sve do 87.
Earliest Sabbatarian Adventist theology.
Ta adventistička teologija, teologija adventista sedmog dana.
Develops in the context of the 2300 days.
Razvija se u kontekstu teologije od 2300 dana I noći.
The cleansing of the sanctuary.
Čišćenja svetinje.
And the hope of the second coming.
I nade u Hristov drugi dolazak.
But also in the chaotic condition.
ali također i u kaotičnim okolnostima.
Of Millerism after the great disappointment.
O Millerizma u posle velikog razočaranja.
It's impossible to overestimate the confusion in Millerism.
Ni ne možemo dovoljno da ocenimo važnost i ulogu tog razočaranja u Millerizmu.
Now, of our four distinctive doctrines, we will bring one of them with us from Millerism.
Što se tiče naše četiri osnovne doktrine, jedna od njih je došla iz Millerizma.
And that is the literal premillennial return of Christ.
A to je doslovni premilenijumski dolazak Isusa Krista.
That will be the one theological doctrine that we bring with us.
To je jedna od teoloških doktrina koje smo poneli
out of Millerism.
Iz Millerizma.
Now I could go ahead and start this lecture.
Ja bih mogao da krenem dalje i da započnem ovo izlaganje.
But I see I have only 4 minutes.
Ali vidim da imam samo nekoliko minuta.
And my translator is a very tired man.
I ja i sad se vadi na mene da sam se ja umorio.
So I think maybe we'll quit a little early.
Mislim da završit ćemo izlaganje malo ranije.
But don't take this little piece of grace as something that happens every day.
Ali nemojte misliti da ovo delo milosti će se događati svakoga dana.
Tomorrow I might decide to have justice.
Možda ću ja sutra govoriti o pravednosti.
And get my 4 minutes back.
I vratiti sebi ovih 4 minuta, produžiti.
But today we'll quit a little early.
Vidjet ćemo šta će biti. Mi smo do sada završili dve tematike.
We have talked about the contextual factors background of Adventist theology.
Mi smo govorili o tim kontekstualnim faktorima i o pozadini adventističke teologije.
And we have talked about Millerism in 4 different sections.
I govorili smo o Millerizmu u 4 određena dela.
We particularly saw in Millerism their hermeneutic.
Mi smo posebno proučavali u okviru Millerizma njegovu hermeneutiku,
their eschatology,
eskatologiju,
their view of the first and second angel's messages,
zatim njegov pogled na prvu i drugu anđelsku vest,
and the seventh month movement and the great disappointment.
A također na kraju proučavali smo pokret 7. mjeseca i veliko razočaranje.
Now, after the great disappointment, the movement will split in several directions.
Kao što smo rekli, posle velikog razočaranja, Millerov pokret se raspao i krenuo u nekoliko različitih smerova.
The major question will become, did anything happen on October 22?
Pitanje bi se sada pojavilo, da li se bilo šta dogodilo 22. oktobra?
Probably the largest group of Millerites following Haim said nothing happened.
Verovatno najveća grupa nekadašnjih Millerovih sledbenika koja je sada krenula za Joshuom Haimsom tvrdila je da se ništa nije dogodilo.
We were wrong.
Jednostavno pogrešili smo.
On the time.
Pogrešili smo što se tiče vremena.
These Adventists became known as open door Adventists.
Ovi adventisti, ova grupa adventista postala je poznata pod imenom adventisti otvorenih vrata.
Well, what does the open door signify?
A šta su označavala ta otvorena vrata?
The probation has not closed.
To je značilo u stvari da vreme milosti se još nije završilo.
That we still have a mission to the world.
Da mi i dalje treba da obavljamo svoju misiju u svetu.
But that whole open door concept is based upon this fact right here.
Ali celi taj koncept otvorenih vrata utemeljen je na jednoj činjenici, evo koju sam ja ovdje napisao.
I should say an interpretation.
Ja bih bolje rekao na tumačenju.
That nothing happened.
Da se ništa nije dogodilo.
Now other Adventists said, yes, something did happen.
Ali bilo je i drugih adventista koji su govorili nešto se dogodilo.
And these Adventists became known as shut door.
Ti adventisti, ta grupa adventista je bila poznata pod imenom adventisti zatvorenih vrata.
If something happened,
Ako se nešto dogodilo,
they reasoned that probation must have closed.
Onda su oni rezonovali da se vreme milosti moralo završiti.
The door to evangelism is closed.
I da su se vrata za propovedanje evanđelja zatvorila.
We have no more mission to the world.
Nemamo mi više nikakve misije koju bi trebalo obaviti u svetu.
So this will become the major dividing line.
I to bi bila najosnovnija linija razdvajanja između ove dve grupe.
Did anything happen in October of 1844?
Da li se išta dogodilo 22. oktobra 1844?
Some said no.
Neki kažu ne.
Others said yes.
I drugi kažu da.
Now, among the... Well, let me start over here first.
Ajde da prvo ovde počnem.
Among the shut door Adventists,
među adventistima zatvorenih vrata,
there will be two groups.
A bile su također dve grupe.
One group said we were right on the time.
Jedna od tih grupa je govorila, mi se nalazimo upravo u vremenu. Da, zapravo, bili smo u pravu što se tiče vremena.
And we were correct on the event. We were correct.
Mi smo bili također u pravu i što se tiče događaja.
Something did happen on that date.
Nešto se stvarno dogodilo toga datuma.
What was it?
A šta je to bilo?
Christ came.
Hristos je došao.
But he did not come visibly.
Ali nije došao vidljivo.
He came spiritually into our hearts.
Došao je duhovno u naša srca.
This group became known as the spiritualizers.
To su spiritualizers, ne znam kako bi ih preveli, duhovničari.
They had given up a literal interpretation of scripture.
Oni su odbacili doslovno tumačenje pisma.
As it related to the second coming of Christ.
U onom delu koji se odnosi na drugi Hristov dolazak.
They had given up a literal hermeneutic of the second advent.
Oni su dakle odbacili doslovnu hermeneutiku drugog Hristovog dolaska.
Among this group,
među ovom grupom,
who began to spiritualize the meaning of scripture,
koji su počeli da duhovno tumače značenje pisma,
we find a great deal of fanaticism breaking out.
Nalazimo da se među njima pojavio fanatizam u prilično velikoj meri.
After all, didn't it say that when you're in the kingdom of heaven, you're going to be like little children?
Zar nije rečeno da ako želite da dođete u nebo, morate biti kao mala deca?
And so in order to demonstrate that they were like little children, they stopped eating with forks and knives.
A i da bi pokazali da su slični maloj deci, oni su prestali da jedu sa priborom za jelo.
And just used their hands.
I služili se samo prstima.
And then to prove that they were in the kingdom?
I da bi dokazali da se sad već nalaze u Božjem carstvu.
When they went to do their grocery shopping? When they went to do their grocery shopping?
Kada su odlazili u trgovinu namirnicama da kupuju?
They crawled on their hands and knees. Yes.
Puzali su na kolenima i na rukama.
So we have fanaticism.
Dakle, pojavio se fanatizam.
What we call the crawlers.
I zato ih zovemo puzači.
Proving that they were in the kingdom because they were acting like little children.
Oni su hteli da dokažu da se već nalaze u Božjem carstvu na taj način što se ponašali kao mala deca.
And some in this group,
neki u toj grupi,
said that this is the seventh millennium.
Rekli su da je ovo već počelo sedmo hiljadugodište.
The Sabbath millennium.
Subotna hiljadugodišnjica.
And if this is the Sabbath millennium, we shouldn't work.
Ako je to subotna hiljadugodišnjica, onda ne smemo više da radimo.
And so they gave up working because they were in the Sabbath.
I tako su odustali od posla jer to je hiljadu godina subote.
You see, fanaticism really took over this group.
Kao što vidite, fanatizam je preuzeo nadzor nad ovom grupom.
And others said we're in the kingdom.
I drugi su rekli da smo u carstvu.
Therefore we can't sin.
I zato ne možemo ni grešiti.
And therefore, anything we do is right.
I zato sve što mi činimo je u redu.
And so they began to take spiritual wives and spiritual husbands.
I tako su počeli da uzimaju duhovne žene i duhovne muževe.
With some very carnal results.
Ali sa vrlo telesnim rezultatima.
These were fanatics.
To su bili fanatici. How many of them were?
We'll come to that in a minute.
Ja pitam koliko ih je bilo. Trebali ih bilo. Preživjeli su i do danas.
Now I might say that some of the Sabbatarians will come from this group.
Moram da vam kažem da neki od poštovaca subote potiču iz ove grupe.
John Nevins Andrews father was a crawler.
Otac brata Andrewsa pripadao je ovim puzačima.
And Uriah Smith's father-in-law was a no-work Adventist.
I tast Uriah Smitha pripada tim adventistima koji nisu želeli da rade.
Now, some people didn't like fanatics.
Bilo je ljudi kojima se ovi fanatici nisu sviđali.
Mainly the leaders of the Millerite movement.
Uglavnom su to bile bivše starešine Millerovog pokreta.
And so in April of 18... I have to do something else first. Mm-hmm. This group over here, the Open Door Adventists...
Ova grupa ovde, Adventisti otvorenih vrata...
Said we were wrong on the time.
Kazali su mi smo pogrešili što se tiče vremena.
But we were right on the event.
Ali bili smo u pravu što se tiče događaja.
The end of the 2300 days did not come in October 1844.
Did not come.
Did not come.
A kraj 2300 dana i noći nije bio 22. oktobra 44.
But when it does come, it will be the second coming.
Ali kada bi bio, onda bi došlo do drugog dolaska.
The cleansing of the sanctuary is the second coming.
Jer čišćenje svetinje označava drugi dolazak.
In April of 1844,
u aprilu mesecu 1844.
This group will organize in order to protect itself from the fanatics.
Ta grupa se organizovala da bi na neki način se odbranila od fanatika.
And to create some distance between themselves and these fanatics.
Da bi se na neki način stvorila razlika među njima.
They will organize in a place called Albany, New York.
Oni su se organizovali u mestu koje se zove Albany u New Yorku.
And
New York.
We will just call them the Albany Adventists.
Mi ih jednostavno zovemo Albanci. Adventisti iz Albanije.
Now,
they're not Albanians.
These two were the big groups.
To su velike grupe.
In fact, they're really the third one I'm going to talk about isn't even a group.
Treća o kojoj ću govoriti čak nije ni grupa.
It becomes an orientation, a perspective.
To je samo bila orijentacija, perspektiva.
In this interpretation here we have Himes and Litch.
Ovde u ovom tumačenju nalazimo i Himesa i Litcha.
Miller was originally over here up until the fanatics got too crazy.
Miller se u početku nalazi u ovoj drugoj grupi sve dok fanatici nisu postali suviše ludi.
And to escape the fanatics, he went over here.
I da bi pobegao od fanatika, on je prešao na drugu stranu.
But remember, by this time he's a very sick man.
Ali imajte na umu da je u to doba već bio veoma bolestan.
And Himes is really the leader.
I Himes je i dalje ostao vođa.
Now, eventually there will be a third orientation.
I na kraju došlo je do treće orijentacije.
This one here will say we were right on the time.
Ovi ovde bi govorili mi smo bili u redu što se tiče vremena.
But wrong on the event.
Ali bili smo, nismo imali pravo kada se radilo o događaju.
Something did happen on October 22.
Nešto se zaista dogodilo 22. oktobra.
But it was not the second coming of Christ.
Ali nije to bio drugi dolazak Isusa Hrista.
Now, to the best of my estimation,
po mojoj najboljoj proceni,
This group here probably had at least 50,000 firm members in 1845.
Ova grupa ovde imala je otprilike 50,000 ubeđenih pripadnika.
I don't know how many this one had.
Ne znam koliko je pripadnika imala ova grupa.
But I would say maybe, just to guess, maybe 30,000.
30,000. A da jednostavno pretpostavim da ih je bilo oko 30,000.
A lot of people were mixed up in this fanaticism.
Dosta ljudi se ubacilo u ovu grupu, imalo posla s fanatizmom.
In fact, my guess is that in 1845,
moja pretpostavka je da tamo negde 1845. godine
there were probably around 300 in this group in 1845 claiming the prophetic gift.
Da je oko 300 pripadnika ove grupe smatralo da ima proročki dar.
And some of them were just as crazy as the man at Waco.
A neki od njima bili su, od njih bili su isto tako ludi kao i onaj David, kako se zvao?
David Koresh.
Koresh iz u Waco.
This was utter fanaticism.
Ovo je bio krajnji fanatizam.
The hardest part to imagine is this group is not a group.
A najteže nam je bilo zamisliti da ova grupa uopšte nije bila grupa.
It's an orientation that will develop over the next 3 years.
To je orijentacija, pogled koji se razvija u toku sljedeće 3 godine.
And so you might say it has zero members.
I tako bismo mogli reći da oni nisu imali pripadnika.
By 1848, 1849 it might have 100 members.
Možda tamo negde 48, 49, stotinjak ljudi je pripadalo ovom gledištu.
This group will eventually become the Sabbatarian Adventist.
Ova grupa na kraju će postati grupa poštovalaca subote.
Now, once you understand this picture,
ako jednom shvatite ovu sliku,
this group here becomes the one that's a problem.
Ova grupa ovde je predstavljala problem.
And the Albany group defines themselves as a movement to create distance.
Grupa iz Albanija se definisala kao pokret da bi na neki način se distancirala od ovih fanatika.
The real problem that the Sabbatarians will have.
Ali stvarni problem s kojim se suočavali poštovaci subote
is that they had the shut door orientation.
Bio je u tome što su zastupali mišljenje o zatvorenim vratima.
They couldn't believe with this group.
Nisu se mogli uveriti sjediniti sa onom grupom.
And yet they realized the fanaticism was wrong here.
A shvaćali su da je fanatizam na njihovoj strani pogrešan.
And over the next 3 or 4 years the problem will be to disentangle themselves from this.
I u toku nekoliko sljedećih godina njihov problem je bio da se na neki način iščupaju iz zagrljaja grupe fanatika.
Now once you understand this picture,
kada jednom shvatite ovu sliku,
it'll be easier for you to read some of Ellen White's early autobiographical material.
Biće vam mnogo lakše da shvatite značenje ranih autobiografskih spisa Ellen White.
Because she is obviously dealing with fanatics.
Jer ona je očigledno imala posla s fanaticima.
Of a most serious type.
I to najozbiljnije vrste.
Now this is a very much of a simplification.
U stvari ova slika ovde je veoma pojednostavljena.
It's almost impossible to understand the confusion of 1845 Millerism.
Skoro je nemoguće shvatiti i objasniti svu tu zbrku koja je zavladala u Millerovom pokretu tamo posle razočarenja.
Now another thing that you must always keep in mind.
Druga stvar koju bi dobro bilo da uvek imate na umu
is that there were no Sabbatarian Adventists in 1845 and 1846.
Naime, to je činjenica da nije bilo svetkovatelja subote u adventizmu 45. 46. godine.
Rather there are individuals who are studying the Bible who will eventually come together.
već se radilo o pojedincima koji su proučavali Bibliju i koji će tek na kraju se formirati kao grupa.
And create a sabbatarian orientation.
I stvoriti tu subotarsku orijentaciju u okviru adventizma.
It's this group here that we will take a look at.
I ova grupa će zasluživati našu pažnju. Mi ćemo se njome pozabaviti.
One other thing I should say before we begin to examine this orientation.
Još nešto bi trebalo da kažem pre nego što krenemo na istraživanje u vezi sa ovim orijentacijama.
And this shows up very easily in English but doesn't translate very well, so I want to spend a minute on this.
To se vrlo lako može objasniti na engleskom, ali vrlo teško prevesti na neki drugi jezik, pa ću zato provesti malo vremena na tom.
Technically speaking, there was no such name as Seventh-day Adventist until 1860.
Tehnički govoreći, ime Adventisti sedmog dana ne pojavljuje se sve do 1860.
16 years after the disappointment.
16 godina posle velikog razočaranja.
And so when I talk about Seventh-day Adventist, I mean when they formed a church.
Kada ja govorim o adventistima sedmog dana, onda govorim o ljudima koji su već formirali crkvu.
What do we call them before they formed a church?
A kako da ih zovemo pre nego što su formirali crkvu?
In English it's very easy.
U engleskom je to vrlo lako.
We call them Sabbatarian Adventists.
Mi ih zovemo subotarski adventisti.
But in most languages that does not translate as being distinct from Seventh-day Adventist.
Ali u mnogim jezicima prevod te reči na neki način ne pravi razliku između adventista sedmog dana i tih.
Well, what could I call them in Serbian?
Kako da ih zovemo na srpskom?
I could call them Adventists who keep the seventh day.
Ja bih na našem jeziku nazvao adventisti koji su svetkovali sedmi dan.
But you know there is a distinct term in our country, Sabbatarians.
That works.
Yeah, it's but it's not.
Yeah, that's
not
all right.
Nice.
It's just as long as they understand. Just as
it's not a nice term, you know.
Ah, okay.
The others call us Sabbatarians. Just
yeah.
To
well, they, being a Christian is not a nice term either. It's an insult in Antioch.
Da, kažem, Subotari nije nikakav pohvalni termin ni na njihovom jeziku. Tako nas zovu drugi da bi nas na neki način podcenili. Ali
but
ja ne znam, ako vi se setite nekog boljeg izraza, kažite ga.
But for our purposes.
Ali evo za naše sadašnje svrhe.
We'll just say Seventh-day Adventist.
Možemo reći.
But I want you to understand that the church was not really formed.
Mi možemo njih zvati adventisti sedmog dana, ali moramo shvatiti da oni to nisu bili jer crkva još nije bila formirana.
And technically there should be two different terms for before 1860 and after 1860.
I trebalo bi tehnički govoreći drugo ime izabrati za njih pre 60. godine a drugo ime, a ne adventisti sedmog dana, jer ono dolazi u opticaj tek 60.
But having said that, I will pretend that we're just Seventh-day Adventists from the beginning.
Ali pošto smo tu razliku napravili u našim mislima, ja mogu pretpostaviti da ih možemo i dalje zvati adventisti sedmog dana. Ja sam njemu objasnio da subotari baš nekako da nas tako i sada zovu, ali pazite, taj termin se pojavljuje u Europi mnogo ranije nego u Americi i bilo je takvih koji su svetkovali subotu kao pripadnici drugih crkava ili posebnog pokreta. Njima je došao Konrad još 1880. godina. I među njima su se regrutovali prvi adventisti. I njih su zvali subotari. Otuda taj naziv se provukao do danas i na nas, sada. Jer onih više nema, a ostali smo samo mi i naziv je prišiven nama. I'm explaining.
I was going to say, after you have your lesson, then I'll have my lesson.
I was just explaining. And the first idea is came from Israel.
Okay.
But now the same name is given to us because we are holding the summit today.
Sounds good.
Okay, we noted yesterday.
Mi smo zapazili juče.
That's Seventh-day Adventism. Will Seventh-day Adventist theology will develop in the context of this splintered Millerism.
Da se teologija Adventista sedmog dana razvijala u kontekstu ovog razjedinjenog Millerizma.
Largely accepting Miller's hermeneutic.
U velikoj meri prihvatajući Millerovu hermeneutiku.
And Miller's eschatology.
A i Millerovu eschatologiju.
In fact, what becomes Seventh-day Adventist will be the only group to maintain Miller's hermeneutic and eschatology.
U stvari, Adventisti sedmog dana kada su nastali, bili su jedina grupa koja je i dalje se držala Millerove hermeneutike i Millerove eschatologije.
The Albany group will give up Miller's prophetic hermeneutic.
Albany grupa će odbaciti Millerovu hermeneutiku, posebno na proročkom području.
And the spiritualizers will give up a literal interpretation of the Bible.
A ovi takozvani duhovničari, duhovni tumači, oni će odbaciti doslovno tumačenje biblijskih tekstova.
That brings us to our first topic under Sabbatarian theology.
To će nas dovesti do naše prve tematike na području teologije onih koji svetkuju subotu.
The topic of hermeneutic.
To je tema hermeneutike.
Accusations were made against Adventists over the years.
Adventiste su u toku godina optuživali
that we got our theology from Ellen White.
Da smo mi svoju teologiju nasledili od Ellen White.
Right now I jump ahead a little bit to 1874.
Možda ja malo idem napred u godinu 1874.
When a first day Adventist.
Kada su Adventisti prvog dana.
Now, when I talk about first day Adventist, I'm usually talking about Albany Adventists.
Kada govorim o Adventistima prvog dana, onda mislim na Adventiste iz grupe Albany.
When one of their very aggressive preachers writes against the Seventh day Adventist.
Kada je jedan od njihovih veoma agresivnih propovednika počeo da piše protiv Adventista sedmog dana.
And he says it's claimed by the Seventh-day Adventists.
Kaže se Adventisti sedmog dana tvrde
that the sanctuary to be cleansed at the end of the 2300 days.
Da svetinja koja je trebala se očisti na kraju 2300 dana i noći
is in heaven.
Nalazi se na nebu.
And that the cleansing began in the autumn of 1844.
I da je to očišćenje započelo u jesen 1844.
If anyone should ask why they believe this,
a ako bi iko zapitao zašto oni to veruju,
the answer would be,
a odgovor bi glasio,
the information came through one of Mrs. Ellen White's visions.
Da je ta informacija doprela do njih putem jedne od vizija Ellen G. White.
Well, the Sabbatarians are not going to let that pass.
Međutim, Adventisti koji su svetkovali subotu nisu dozvolili da to prođe samo tako.
A man that we're going to hear a lot about,
jedan čovjek o kome ćemo dosta slušati,
Uriah Smith. Who's the editor of the official paper of the church, the Review and Herald?
Koji je u to doba bio urednik službenog glasila crkve, Review and Herald.
He will answer this first day preacher.
On bi odgovorio tim propovednicima Adventista prvog dana.
And he writes,
i on piše,
hundreds of articles,
stotine članaka,
have been written on the subject of the sanctuary.
Napisani su o tematici svetilišta.
But in not one of these are the visions once referred to as an authority.
Ali ni u jednom od njih nismo se pozivali na vizije kao na autoritet.
On this subject?
U ovoj temi.
Or any other topic.
Ili u bilo kojoj drugoj tematici.
The appeal is invariably to the Bible.
Uvek se pozivamo neizostavno na Bibliju.
Where there is abundant evidence for the views that we hold on this topic.
A u Bibliji ima dovoljno dokaza za gledišta koja mi zastupamo u ovom, na ovom području.
And he closes his article.
I on završava svoj članak.
We charge this man.
Mi pozivamo ove ljude.
With uttering a willful and malicious falsehood.
Da su izrazili, mi tvrdimo da su ovi ljudi laž širili.
So 30 years looking back.
Vraćaju se dakle unatrag 30 godina.
Already the accusation is coming that the Seventh-day Adventists do their theology from Ellen White.
Uvek su dolazile optužbe da adventisti zahvaljuju na svojoj teologiji Ellen White.
And Smith answers.
A Smith odgovara.
That's not true.
To nije istina.
You can look at our periodical for the last 20 years, 25 years.
Vi možete pregledati naše časopise u toku posljednjih 20 godina.
And you can examine.
Možete ih ispitati.
How we have done theology.
Možete vidjeti na koji način smo došli do teologije.
On the sanctuary and other topics.
Do teologije o svetilištu.
And you will find that we did them from the Bible.
I vidjet ćete da smo osnove te teologije našli u Bibliji.
And did not use Ellen White as a theological authority.
I da se nismo služili spisima Ellen White kao teološkim autoritetom.
Now, that's an interesting response.
To je svakako zanimljiv odgovor.
Because it can be verified.
Jer se može dokazati.
You can go back to the early Review and Heralds.
Vi možete stvarno pregledati rane brojeve časopisa Review and Herald.
And you can examine to see if they used Ellen White as authority.
I možete ispitati da li se oni služe vizijama Ellen White kao autoritetu.
And you will find they did not.
I ustanovit ćete da oni to ne čine.
The early Adventists were a people of the book.
Ti prvi adventisti bili su ljudi knjige.
They were a people of the Bible.
Bili su to ljudi Biblije.
They had not got into the bad habit yet.
Još nisu zapali u lošu naviku.
Of doing their theology from Ellen White.
Da svoju teologiju izvlače iz spisa Ellen White.
That will come, but not yet.
To će doći, ali još do toga nije došlo u to doba.
These early Adventists.
Ti rani adventisti.
Accepted one authority.
Prihvatali su samo jedan autoritet.
Not tradition.
Ne tradiciju.
Not the authority of experts.
Ne eksperte.
Not the writings of Ellen White.
Ne spis Ellen White.
But the Bible.
Već Bibliju.
That's where they did their theology.
Odatle su oni izvlačili postavke svoje teologije.
Now, just for your information.
I samo za vašu informaciju.
On the topic of the sanctuary.
Što se tiče tematike o svetilištu.
A few years ago, an Adventist writer did look to see how we developed this theology.
Jedan adventistički pisac je pre nekoliko godina pokušao da prati istorijski razvoj ove doktrine o svetilištu.
Paul Gordon.
Paul Gordon je napisao knjigu.
It's called The Sanctuary.
Knjiga nosi naslov Svetilište.
1844.
1844.
And the Pioneers.
I pioniri.
And he definitely demonstrated that we got our sanctuary theology from Scripture.
I on je tačno izneo, objasnio da mi svoju teologiju o svetilištu zahvaljujemo jedino Bibliji.
I have went out of my way to make a point of this.
Ja sam se potrudio da ovo istaknem.
Because I find Adventists in the 20th century moving away from the authoritative base of our pioneers.
Jer mi se čini da su adventisti u 20. veku udaljili se od naših pionira.
And wanting to do theology from Ellen White.
Jer su želeli da teologiju zasnivaju na spisima Ellen White.
All of our pioneers would have objected to that position.
Svi naši pioniri su odbacivali ovakvo gledište.
Including Ellen White.
Uključujući i samu Ellen White.
I will show you what happens at the Minneapolis General Conference when they tried to make her the authority.
Ja ću vam pokazati šta se dogodilo na generalnoj konferenciji 1888. u Minneapolisu kada su braća pokušala da nju predstave kao autoritet na području teologije.
This may be one of the most important things that I can say about the history of Adventist theology.
Mislim da je ovo nešto najvažnije što bi se moglo reći o istoriji adventističke teologije.
Unless something is clearly a doctrine in the Bible,
ukoliko nešto nije jasno izneseno kao doktrina u Bibliji,
it is not a doctrine.
Onda to nije doktrina.
As you will see as we do the rest of this course,
kao što ćete videti u toku ostatka našeg izlaganja,
the greatest battles in Adventist theological history,
najveće bitke u adventističkoj teološkoj istoriji,
have not been over the Bible.
Nisu bile oko Biblije.
But over interpretations of Ellen White's writings.
Već oko tumačenja spisa Ellen White.
There's only one way that I can do evangelism.
Ima samo jedan način na koji ja mogu da se bavim evangelizacijom.
And that's from the word of God.
A to je evangelizacija na osnovu Božje reči.
We must not come to the place where we take the position of the Mormons.
Mi ne smemo doći na mesto da im zauzmemo isto gledište kao i Mormoni.
Who make Joseph Smith and their modern prophets the authority.
Koji su od Josepha Smitha, modernog proroka, načinili svoj autoritet.
Ellen White always claimed that she was a lesser light.
Ellen White je uvek tvrdila da je manje videlo.
To point us to the greater light.
Koje treba da nas uputi ka većem videlu.
And yet when I see documents come across my desk,
i onda kada gledam ono što se nađe na mom radnom stolu,
with doing theology with 900 quotations from Ellen White,
teologe koji svoju teologiju dokazuju uzimajući 99 citata iz pisa Duha proroštva,
and 5 from the Bible,
a svega 5 iz Biblije,
I say, how did we ever go off the track?
Pitao sam se kada smo to skrenuli s puta.
We have used Ellen White to lead us away from the Bible.
Mi smo se poslužili spisima Ellen White da napustimo Bibliju.
We have apostatized from the position of our founders.
I otpali smo dakle onda od gledišta koje su zastupali naši osnivači.
Including the position of Ellen White.
Uključujući i Ellen White kao osnivača.
We'll come back to that topic.
Vratit ćemo se mi natrag na ovu tematiku.
It's maybe one of the most serious ones in Adventism today.
Mislim da je to jedno od najozbiljnijih pitanja s kojima se suočava adventizam danas.
In every one of my the periods in the development of Adventist theology,
u svakom od naznačenih razdoblja u razvitku adventističke teologije,
we will talk about the role of authority.
Mi ćemo uvek govoriti o ulozi autoriteta.
How were our people doing theology?
Kako su ljudi sklapali teologiju?
Well, I have one other document I would like to look at in terms of early Adventists and authority.
Ja bih imam ovdje još jedan dokumenat i želio bih da obratim vašu pažnju na njega kao na još jedan pogled u rani adventizam i pitanje autoriteta.
This document is written by James White.
Ovaj dokumentat je napisao James White.
Review and Herald.
U Review and Heraldu.
February
25. 25. februar.
1868.
Godine.
And I will include this in the package that I send to the
seminary. Ja ću ovo ostaviti isto tako, uključit ću u onaj paket koji ću vam poslati.
This document is really not about how to use Ellen White.
Svakako taj dokumentat nije u prvom redu dokumentat o tome kako treba da se služimo spisima Ellen White.
It's really about when to how to keep the Sabbath.
U stvari radi se o tome kako treba svetkovati subotu.
It was about a meeting in 1855.
Can you repeat it?
It was about a meeting that took place in 1855.
Radi se o jednom sastanku koji je održan.
It was about a meeting that took place in 1855.
A 55. Godine održan taj sastanak.
Dealing with the time that the Sabbath begins and ends.
Radilo se o određivanju vremena kada subota treba da počne i da se završi.
For 10 years, the Sabbatarians kept Sabbath from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m.
10 godina adventisti koji su svetkovali subotu, svetkovali su je od 6 popodne do 6 popodne.
But they weren't agreed on this.
Ali nekako nisu se slagali o tome.
Some said, no, Sabbath should be kept from midnight to midnight.
Bilo je nekih koji su govorili subotu treba svetkovati od ponoći do ponoći.
And some said, no, that's wrong.
I neki su kazali, ne, to je pogrešno.
Sunrise to sunrise.
Sunrise. Od izlaska sunca do izlaska sunca.
See, this man knows the answer, so when I say something, he doesn't expect any.
Da, on uvek kaže da se ja začudim njegovim rečima, jer očekujem nešto drugo, pa stvarno očekujem.
And a few said no, sunset to sunset.
Ali ne, kazali su opet neki od zalaska sunca do zalaska sunca.
And so James White asked the foremost scholar among the Sabbatarians to do a Bible study on the topic.
I tako je James White zamolio najistaknutije teologe u okviru te grupe adventista da na osnovu Biblije istražuju i vide kako bi to trebalo.
And that was John Nevins Andrews.
I to je taj najistaknutiji bio John Nevins Andrews.
Well, John Andrews did this paper.
I Andrews je načinio taj spis.
Concluding from the Bible that Sabbath should be kept from sunset to sunset.
I zaključio je na temelju Biblije da subotu treba svetkovati od zalaska do zalaska sunca.
And he presented those conclusions at a meeting in Battle Creek in December of 1855.
I on je izneo ove zaključke na sastanku 55. godine.
And nearly all were agreed on the conclusions set forth from the Bible.
I skoro svi su se složili sa ovim zaključkom koji je donesen na osnovu Biblije.
And here's where we come into an interesting piece of Adventist history.
A sad ovde se suočavamo sa jednim interesantnim komadićem adventističke istorije.
James White writes that at the close of the meeting,
James White piše da na kraju tog sastanka,
they had a special season of prayer.
Oni su imali jedno posebno vreme posvećeno molitvi.
During which Mrs. White had a vision.
I u toku tog vremena posvećenog molitvi Ellen White je dobila viziju.
Now remember, the Bible study had already taken place.
Vi sećate se, uvek je proučavanje Biblije bilo.
And almost everyone had been convinced.
I skoro svi su bili uvereni.
So after that, Mrs. White had a vision.
I posle svega toga, Ellen White je dobila viziju.
One item of which was that the sunset time was correct.
A jedan deo te vizije sadržavao i poruku da je ovo vreme zalaska sunca tačno.
And this brings us to the first point of interest.
To nas dovodi do prve interesantne tačke.
This convinced Brother Bates.
A to je uverilo brata Batesa.
And others.
I druge.
And general harmony has since prevailed among us on this point.
I on kaže.
And general agreement.
Došlo je do opšteg saglasnosti.
Well, the interesting thing is that there was two people that we know of that weren't convinced by the time of the end of the Bible study.
Međutim, mi znamo za dve osobe koje nisu potpuno uverene bile u ovo u vreme kada je izneseno rezultati ovog biblijskog proučavanja.
One is the apostle of the Sabbath. The apostle of the Sabbath, Joseph Bates.
Jedan od njih je bio apostol subote, Joseph Bates.
And he had been arguing so hard for the 6 o'clock time that he wasn't about ready to stop that position.
I on je oštro se suprotstavljao vremenu zalaska sunca kao početku subote, tražio da se zadrži 6 sati I da je rekao da će on istrajati na tom.
And James White doesn't mind mentioning Bates's name.
Ali James White ne spominje, ustručava se da Batesa spomene po imenu.
He goes on to say there were others.
Jer očigledno da je bilo I drugih.
But he doesn't tell us who.
Ali ne kaže nam ko su oni.
But Uriah Smith will at another time.
Ali Uriah Smith jednom drugom prilikom navodi imen.
The other one was Mrs. White.
Oh, a druga je bila sama Ellen White.
I like this.
Meni se upravo to sviđa.
Some people have said every time that Ellen White wanted to change the church, she just had a vision. Manipulate the church.
Da, kaže neki ljudi kad god je Ellen White htjela da izvede neku promjenu u crkvi, ona je jednostavno dobijala viziju, manipulisala je crkvu.
But I'll show you many times, several times there were the visions actually changed what she believed.
Ali ja ću vam dokazati na osnovu nekoliko primjera da su u stvari vizije mijenjala njena gledišta.
But now we come back to the hermeneutical issue.
A sada se vratimo na hermeneutiku.
James White.
James White.
The question naturally arises.
Kaže on, pitanje se prirodno pojavilo.
If the visions are given to correct the erring,
ako su vizije bile date da se isprave koji su zalutali,
why didn't she sooner see the error of the 6 o'clock time?
Zašto ona nije ranije uvidjela zabludu što se tiče vremena oko 6 sati?
For one, I have ever been thankful.
Jedno sam uvek smatrao
that God corrected the error in his own good time.
Da će Bog ispravljati greške u vreme koje on sam odredi.
And did not suffer an unhappy division to exist among us on this point.
I da neće trpeti tu taj nesretni nesklad koji se pojavio među nama oko ove tačke.
It does not appear to be the desire of the Lord.
Izgleda da nije bila želja Gospodnja
to teach his people by the gifts of the Spirit on Bible questions.
Da svojem narodu daje pouke preko duha proroštva o pitanjima koja se mogu rešavati Biblijom.
Until his servants have diligently searched his word.
Sve dok njegove sluge nisu marljivo istraživale njegovu reč.
When this was done upon the subject of the time to commence the Sabbath,
kada je to bilo učinjeno o vremenu kada treba da započne subota,
and most were established,
pitanju,
then, yes then,
da, tek onda,
was the very time for God to magnify his goodness,
bilo je vreme za Boga da uzdigne svoju dobrotu,
in the manifestation of his gift,
I u manifestaciji njegovog dara,
of his spirit, in the accomplishment of its proper work.
Da bi se dovršilo njegovo delo.
Now for the most important sentences.
A sada najvažnije rečenice.
Let the gifts have their proper place in the church.
Dajte da darovi imaju svoje pravo mesto u crkvi.
God has never set them in the very front.
Bog ih nikad nije postavio u prve redove.
And commanded us to look to them.
I niti nam je zapovedio da se obraćamo njima.
To lead us in the path of truth.
Da bi nas vodio putem istine.
And the way to heaven.
I putem koji vodi u nebo.
His word has he magnified.
Reč svoju je on uzdigao.
The scriptures of the Old and New Testament.
Pismo starog I novog zaveta.
Are man's lamp to light up his path to the kingdom.
To je čovjekova svetiljka koji treba da mu osvetljava put koji vodi u nebesko carstvo.
Follow that.
Slijedite ga.
But if you err from Bible truth,
ali ako skrenete sa biblijske istine,
and are in danger of being lost,
i ako se nađete u opasnosti da se izgubite,
it may be that God will in the time of his choice correct you.
Onda će Bog u vreme koje sam odredi pokušati da vas popravi, ispravi.
And bring you back to the Bible.
I da vas vrati natrag Bibliji.
And save you.
I da vas spase.
I like that.
Meni se ove reči jako sviđaju.
The gifts are not to be the prominent thing.
Darovi ne treba da budu u prvom redu.
Their purpose is to lead us back to the Bible.
Njihova svrha je da nas vrate natrag Bibliji.
But how many Adventists have allowed the gifts to lead them away from the Bible?
Ali koliko je adventista koji su dozvolili darovima da ih odvedu od Biblije?
I remember I used to get up in the morning and for my devotions I would read Ellen White.
Ja se sećam kad sam ustajao ujutru i čitao iz one jutarnje straže.
And then pretty soon I began to listen to what she was saying.
I vrlo brzo sam ja počeo da slušam šta Ellen White govori.
Go to the Bible.
Ona kaže, vratite se Bibliji.
Go to the Bible.
Vratite se Bibliji.
Now I get up and I study my Bible.
I sada ustajem i proučavam Bibliju.
And if I have some time left over, I might read Ellen White.
Ako imam vremena, onda se obraćam i delima Duha Proroštva.
The gifts were given to lead us back to the Bible.
Darovi duhovni su dati da bi nas vratili Bibliji.
And Ellen White will say,
Ellen White bi rekla,
she was not given to bring new light.
Ona nije tu da bi nam donela neko novo svetlo.
And if we studied the Bible like we should have,
jer da smo proučavali Bibliju kao što je trebalo da je proučavamo,
we wouldn't even need her writings.
Ne bi nam ni bili potrebni njeni spisi.
Do I believe that Ellen White's a true prophet? Do I believe that Ellen White was a
prophet? Da li ja verujem da je Ellen White bila pravi Boži prorok?
Yes.
Da.
Why?
Zašto?
Because when I read her, she leads me back to the scripture.
Zato kad čitam njene spise, oni me vraćaju natrag Bibliji.
And she leads me to Jesus Christ.
I ona me obraća Isusu, Gospodu Isusu.
But the very moment that she becomes supreme.
Ali u onom trenutku kada ona zauzme prvo mesto
in our study,
u našem proučavanju,
in our doing of theology,
u našem oblikovanju teologije,
we have just misused God's gift.
Mi smo jednostavno zloupotrebili Božji dar.
You will see that this becomes a very bad problem by the time we get to the 1888 General Conference session.
Vidite, to je postalo veoma ozbiljan problem u vreme kada smo se približili vremenu održavanja generalne konferencije 1888.
And she will be there to reject the way that some of the brothers wanted to use her writings.
I ona je došla na tu generalnu konferenciju da bi odbacila način na koji su neka braća se služila njenim spisima.
But we have not done a very good job of learning lessons from our history.
Ali mi izgleda nismo dobro iskoristili pouke koje nam daje naša istorija.
Well, we've taken a look at the realm of authority.
Prema tome, mi smo malo razmotrili pitanja autoriteta.
As I noted yesterday,
kao što sam naglasio juče,
not one of our theological doctrines will come from Ellen White.
Nijedna od naših doktrina ne zahvaljuje za svoj nastanak spisima Ellen White.
In fact, not one of our peculiar doctrines will even be developed by somebody who becomes a Seventh-day Adventist.
U stvari, nijedna od naših najvažnijih posebnih doktrina nije razvijena pod uticajem nekoga koji je došao iz ove grupe Adventista sedmog dana.
Not one.
Ni jedna.
You'll see.
Vidjet ćete to.
We come back.
Vratit ćemo se.
From our break, then we will take a look at the...
Svašta.